Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
We collectively all went to that north cordon on Spadina, just north of Queen, and we asked the officer, we're all media. We want to leave. We want to leave this area. They said, no. They said, listen for instructions, and we'll tell you where to go. Well, it was becoming even more tense. They had moved us in. The crowd was starting to shift back and forth. Each time the police on any of the sides moved in, the crowd would kind of panic and rush forward. We were sensing that ultimately we could have a stampede situation here. I finally decided my out was this. A senior officer leaned in over the front cordon of officers and said, everybody in this intersection is going to be arrested. You will all be arrested for conspiracy to commit mischief. I want everybody to line up single file in front of me, and you will be arrested. And I said to the officer, I said, is that my way out of here? I looked at him. He didn't respond. He didn't gesture. He didn't do anything. He locked eyes with me, just a stony stare. And I turned to the other reporters, and I said, I think this is our out. Come on, guys, let's go. And we all lined up, and we voluntarily were arrested. They weren't ginger with us at all. They pulled us through. An officer grabbed me by the arm, and he yanked me through. He said, who are you? Who are you with? I showed him my integrated security unit clearance badge for the media, for 680 News, and he immediately pulled me aside. He searched me. He frisked me. He pulled my pockets inside out. He took everything out of my pockets. He took my bag. He emptied it, looked through all of the items to make sure that it was there was nothing dangerous, and ultimately he allowed me to put all my items back in my bag, and then he said, how could you be so stupid? What were you doing in there? And I said to him, well, I thought I was doing my job. I'm a reporter. I'm covering this protest.